We run our way to Lungarana Tana to meet up with Mick, who's taking us on his Lukrapina, the Dorothy Star, to Tairikia. Along the way, we'll follow Tana Maluka and then turn off and head through Takina. We might be able to see Turapatil Tirina as our bus travels up the coast to Lungarana Tana. It's not too long before we're on Tatina at Lungarana Tana. It's Paiawina, so some of the women go looking among Loini to find Weenya. Kids go paddling in Muka and wander along Katina to dig in Muna. They didn't do much digging, there were too many Ruinana to chase. While some of us cart liner down to Pukaka to take out to the Lukrapina for the trip, others light a patroller so we can boil liner for a cup of tea. We settle in around patroller to have a feed and yarn the evening away. Already it's morning. And we're on Mick's Lukrapina, sailing over Muka. Gentle Nipakawa lap around Lukrapina, and we see Pakarawulya swimming alongside us, guiding us back to Tairikia. We steam past Wala Kumkana on our way to Lungtalanana. All the fellows are on Katina at Lungtalanana, yelling out, "Yah!" While we're climbing out of Pukaka and wading through Muka to Katina, they are waving their hands over their heads and singing out, "Pulina!" Of course, some of the old fellows couldn't wait to get a taste of Trangana. Talk about big ones over here. After lunch, we'll go diving for some Makarina and Nikipa. If the kids pick up some Warina too, we'll have a good feed. Let's drop a pot off the jetty in case there's any Nopina about. But of course, the kids are off swimming straight away. It's Trukati, and Muka is nice and cool. As we wander along Katina, we find Wimini and Rina Mapali. Even though they aren't all Marina, it doesn't matter. We can still make Kanalaritya with them, like our women always have. Almost everyone knows what Kaniku means. But what part of the Yamina do we eat, you fellas? Off into the Punkatina we all go to find some of this tucker. Let's look out for some Lakri while we're at it. Be careful. Hope we don't come across a big plantina. There'd be tea in our pants and tea running down our legs. Now, today we're off to Big Dog. If it was November, we'd be able to get a feed of kumika. Fancy. Going to a bird island and not being able to have a feed of eula. Ah well, just as well we've got some of the fancy eula from town. While we're on Big Dog, we'll show the young'uns the Rinina and tell them about birding. Someone might be able to run down some Wain Talutya. Start running, boys, up through Limuna. The women think they'll look for Nimina to make Kirina. We can use Nimina to twine some Laritya too, so we can string our Rina. Here we are, fighting gales steaming across Muka to Badger Island. Wouldn't it be lovely if Badger was still the same as when Ivy Beaton lived there? This is what she told us, and we've put some Palawakani words in place of English ones in her story. You only had to walk down from the front of the house onto Loini and get as many fish as you wanted. And we used to knock Nitipa off the rocks with Loini or a hammer. Then we used to get Nina, boil them up and prick them out with a needle and eat them. People used to eat Kanipung too, the little buds on the flowers when they get ripe. We used to go down onto Katina in front of the house and dig under the bank where the kelp is and get all the little rice rina and put them in a bottle. We'd get Marina and Kingswing rina too. They'd be on Katina, just fallen in Muna. We'd take them home and put them under the trees so the flies would rot them. Then we used to just clean them out, wash them, then put them in kerosene to polish them up. We just sit there of a night and string Rena on La Ricca. Bella and Harriet Beaton showed us how. It would take perhaps nights prior to do Canna La Ricca Palma, depending on how much time you put into it. Then we'd roll them in nice paper and pack them into a shoebox and send them up to the Chinese shop that used to be in Brisbane Street. They used to buy them for £1 a Canna La Ricca. There was always Rena Muppety on Badger Island. On Cartina, down away from where Lucy Beaton's cottage used to be, there are still metal stakes in Loyney, probably where the old fellows used to tie up their rook rapina. The old people were accomplished boat builders and great seamen and used to build their own pukaka and rook rapina. Well, we've had days carted this wonderful way of life and it's now time to say Woolika. We didn't find any wheat arena, but we did find our way around Tairikia, just like our old people used to. This is the end of our story. On side two, you can hear the Palawakani words from the story with their English meaning. They are listed in English alphabetical order.